whether you want to
buy, buy, buy.
In a bear market or
sell, sell, sell
in a bull market. Jim Cramer can help you become a better investor. Mad Money, weeknights 6 Eastern. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.
And to talk about that, the state of the Cleveland Browns and more, we're joined by Odyssey NFL insider Ross Tucker on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. Insider calls brought to you by Hellman's Real Mayonnaise. May your game day be delicious. Ross, welcome to the show, friend.
Yeah, I'm fired up. That was fantastic. I actually know Mike Bloomgren a little bit, so I can add some insight here. This is a good day.
All right. Well, we're just going to start there. What can you tell us about Mike Bloomgren?
So I remember meeting Mike, I think, when he was with the Jets and was Callahan's assistant O-line coach. And then he went out to Stanford, and I thought he did a really good job at Stanford. That's when Stanford was, like, producing NFL O-linemen left and right. It's like when they had Andrew Luck, when they were really good. Really everywhere, right? But especially O-line, tight end. And then he got the Rice job. And I think I did 2 Rice games while he was the head coach there over the last 5 or 6 years. They played Army on a Friday night. They played Wake Forest. So good dude. I like that he has the head coaching background, but now he's kind of going back to, I mean, it's tough to win at Rice. So going back to his background as an O-line guy, and in particular, being a Callahan disciple, I think he'll do well.
All right, so my co-host said because Mike Bloomgren is coached at Stanford and Rice, that must mean he is smart.
They did put it in the pamphlet. So, you know, obviously they mean that, Ross.
They don't call you a dummy in a pamphlet in a press
obviously
release.
Obviously they mean that, Ross.
But his schooling was from Florida State in Alabama.
Master's from Alabama.
Just because Mike Bloomgren coached at Stanford and Rice, is he smart?
No.
No, you asked an Ivy League guy.
Where you coach, there, I had plenty of coaches at Princeton that were definitively not smart.
Alabama's not dumb, Ross.
Yeah, yes.
Who
it
said
is.
It is?
I did.
Nick did.
Yeah. Comparatively.
Master's at Alabama is dumb.
Alabama has plenty of quality students, and if you Google it, they'll tell you about their research and blah, blah, blah.
Yeah. If you Google me, I'll tell you I'm a good lover. Doesn't mean it's true.
He got the right job because he was the O-line coach and coordinator, whatever, at Stanford, right? Like, okay, this guy knows what it's like to recruit kids with a good GPA, blah, 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 blah.
Okay.
It's a good win for me today.
It's not a, I mean, 4.0
really
master's degree at Alabama doesn't make you a dum-dum,
yeah,
I don't think.
Yeah, transfer
wait,
that
wait,
to
wait, wait, wait. He had a 4.0?
4.0 for his master's at Alabama.
At Alabama.
And Nick said...
The 2.0 at Michigan.
Nick said they have to fly in doctors to the state because they don't have enough that are able to be educated at Alabama to do so.
I said that...
And then they scream roll tide at the end of giving you a diagnosis.
Okay, I did say that. I said, Mr. Jenkins, you have cancer. Roll Tide. This is turning us into like one giant dub for me.
Yeah, Nick, you're winning today, man. I mean, that is fantastic. Oh, I like that. I will say, I don't really take into account the master's degree 4.0 because he probably got his master's while he was a GA coaching, you know? And so, I don't know. In Alabama, they probably don't even make the guys have to actually go to class to get, you know, if they're like a graduate assistant, they probably just give them a 4.0 if they beat Auburn.
Feels right. So good.
So everyone's in agreement? Mike Bloomgren is just an idiot? Is that what we're saying?
Is it inconceivable that he's any intelligence? The best way to have a long career on the radio is to make complete stereotypical generalizations about entire states and universities. That usually goes over well.
Right here, baby.
Well, Tommy Reese went to Notre Dame, so he's got to be really smart, and that would be a good move for offensive coordinator, right, Ross?
Well, I do like Tommy, but just because he went to Notre Dame doesn't mean he's really smart. He went there on a football scholarship, which, I mean, that's the only reason why Nick got into Bowling Green.
Yep.
Nick wishes.
Is that where you went?
Nick wishes.
I did.
That was
an Ivy League school. There's ivy on the walls. Check it.
Did you play football?
No, hell no.
No.
No. Those guys have talent, Ross. You've heard me.
Got it. Yeah, I mean, look, I think Tommy's smart. Interestingly, let's tie this all together. Last year, when I did the Alabama-Ole Miss game, the offensive coordinator for Alabama was?
Tommy Reese.
Tommy Reese. So Tommy Reese and Blomgren have the decades-apart Alabama connection going, for sure.
Oh, so they're both stupid.
Finally.
Apparently.
Got to the bottom of it.
Roll Tide.
Ross, Browns have the number two pick in the draft. I know it's early, but do you think they should be locked in on taking a quarterback?
No, I don't. And honestly, I don't think they will be. I still think they're going to get a low-priced veteran. That's my take. I still think they're getting Kirk Cousins or Daniel Jones or Justin Fields, and then they're going to get Travis Hunter to play corner opposite of Denzel, but also play receiver in some packages that they can win double-digit games and Stefanski and Andrew Berry can keep their jobs. That would be my guess, which, by the way, is probably what I would do. Unless they love one of these rookie quarterbacks, like love them, then they could go that route. Then you don't have to make the playoffs. Then you just have to show progress and show that the rookie quarterback is the real deal and the future, and then that's good enough to keep your job. So I think those are the I think that's the debate. Do we go with a veteran rehab project, aka like a Darnold, Baker Mayfield type, what those guys have done in their new stops? Do we do that with some of the aforementioned guys? Daniel Jones makes a lot of sense to me, but so does Cousins because of the cost. And then we take Travis Hunter and become dynamic, more dynamic on both sides of the ball. Or do we go with the rookie quarterback, Cam Ward or Shedeur Sanders, and we feel really good about them to the point where we can be competitive, win 7, 8, or 9 games, and play our best at the end of the year and have people optimistic about 2026. Remember, when in doubt, every decision made in pro football is made for one's own personal job security.
So if you were Stefanski and Berry, which one would you make?
I would go with the veteran quarterback, and I would draft Travis Hunter. Mm. I think he's going to be a 1.5 position difference maker. Like, I think he starts at corner and is really good. And then I think in certain receiver sets, because you can say, like, well, could he really play both ways and blah, blah, blah. Okay, so then if it's 3rd and 8, would you rather have Travis Hunter out there or Elijah Moore? I mean, I don't know. I'd rather have Travis Hunter out there. I have more faith that he'll be able to make a play. So I think you'd be better. You get better on both sides of the ball. Let's call it 1.5 position. I don't think he'd be a full-time receiver. I think he'd be a package receiver. And then I believe in Stefanski's offense with a new O-line coach. I believe he can get a really solid year out of Daniel Jones or Justin Fields or Kirk Cousins to the point where the Browns could win double-digit games and make the playoffs. That would be the tact I would go to, because with a rookie quarterback, it could be disastrous, and then you're just gone.
Odyssey NFL Insider Ross Tucker on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. Insider calls brought to you by Hellman's Real Mayonnaise. You can purchase Hellman's at your local Walmart, Kroger, or grocery store to add extra deliciousness and creamy flavor to your game day dishes this football season. So we've got Sanders and Ward in the kitty. Some are suggesting that Drew Aller, if he plays well the rest of the playoffs, might reverse his decision to go back to Penn State. If all three were in this draft and the Browns were dead set on taking a quarterback, which quarterback do you think they should hope would fall to them at two?
I think Cam Ward. I think that's the guy I feel best about. Look, I watch almost every snap of Penn State, and I think Drew is a good quarterback. I think he could benefit from another year. You know, it's hard to compare these guys sometimes because I think Cam Ward's been in college like 5 or 6 years, where Drew is a true junior. I mean, Drew's like 21 years old. This is his third year, and I just think there's still some situational stuff where, he takes sacks when he shouldn't. He's more of like your prototypical pocket passer, big arm guy, which, those guys don't go, we don't see as many of them anymore. I mean, he can move around a little bit, but he's not going to run very much. And I think you want the mobility and the dynamic movement of a guy like Cam Ward. Because even Shedeur Sanders doesn't move that great. He moves better than Aller. But I think Cam Ward, that aspect of it, that Jaden Daniels aspect of it, I think is significant. So that would be who I would go with.
Yeah, yesterday I was hyping up the idea that Shedeur Sanders is, just wildly accurate. The most accurate quarterback in FBS last year, completed 74% of his passes. And I think he'd be an ideal fit for Stefanski's system. He's good and short to intermediate. Again, wildly accurate is the theme there, though. Do you feel like that would make sense if you're the Browns from that perspective, or is it just a misread on Shedeur?
Super accurate. Super tough. I think you'd have to do a lot of background work and have a lot of discussions with Shedeur about whether he wants to be in Cleveland, how it would work. That's an interesting situation, Jonathan. Like, I'll give you an example. I called the Colorado State game on TV, right?
Mm-hmm.
And in production meetings, Shedeur chose not to meet with us, which I thought was interesting. Like, in the NFL, you can't do that. I guess he was able to make those decisions or do what he wanted to do in college, and that's totally fine. But I just think it was he has a unique background. And I think Colorado was a unique environment. And I would just make very, very darn sure that Shedeur would be on board with being a professional in every way that you need him to be a professional. And I don't know that he wouldn't be. I just, they had a unique environment at Colorado. Is probably the best way to describe it, at least as far as what I've seen in terms of kind of who was running the show. It certainly felt like, from my experience, that the players were running the show in Colorado, and they had a lot of success this year, and maybe that's fine, but I think that's going to be a wake-up call for him. And to a lesser extent, Travis Hunter is like going from college where it was a player-run operation, and you were kind of running the show, to the NFL, where you're going to be a rookie and you're not running any show like that. You're not running the show. So, I think the concern with Shedeur would be is the on-field physical ability going to be worth whatever concerns anybody might have about how he's going to go about his business.
Ross, our friends at FanDuel have the Steelers as 9.5-point dogs to the Ravens this weekend. Steelers fans are acting like they've already lost this game. Should they be?
No, but it's an uphill climb. By the way, how about the weekend for your boy? I'm driving an hour and 15 minutes south of my house to go to Baltimore Saturday. I'm on the sideline. Westwood won.
Crab cakes.
Steelers at the Ravens.
And football.
Then I drive home. Then Sunday morning we go to church. Then I drive an hour and a half east to Philly, and I'm in the booth for Packers-Eagles. So two playoff games, back-to-back days, no hotels, no airplanes. Like, that's unheard of. Like, that's unbelievable. Very much looking forward to it. I'll never say never in the Steelers-Ravens rivalry, in particular because of, you know, how much success the Steelers have had against Lamar Jackson. But, man, I mean, Steelers are one of three teams ever to lose four straight games going into the playoffs. The Ravens, I think, are one of two or three teams ever to go into the playoffs having won, like, I don't know if it's three or four games in a row by double digits. I mean, these are two teams going in vastly different directions coming into this one.
Ross, really great stuff, not just because you have validated a lot of my opinions on smart people and dumb people, but enjoy the double duty this weekend. Enjoy the playoffs. You killed it, as always, this regular season. We appreciate you, buddy.
Sounds great. I got two things for you guys today. Later, dudes, and roll tide.
Roll tide. Ross Tucker, Odyssey NFL Insider on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. And, of course, Insider Calls brought to you by Hellman's Real Mayonnaise. May your game day be delicious. We're going to react to what he had to say about Shedeur Sanders. And I will tell you, not what Ross said, but what one analyst said is a reason to not draft Shedeur Sanders might be the dumbest reason to not do so. That's next on 92.3 The Fan.